This is the start of a new year. The church timeline runs from the first Sunday in Advent until Christ the King Sunday, which was last week. And for those inclined to follow it, there is a pattern of sections of scripture that runs on a three-year cycle, the lectionary. Christian denominations of every variety and flavour use the lectionary at this time of year, and along with the traditional dressing of the church in anticipation of Christmas, there are Advent hymns which we sing at this time of year. One, such as the well-known O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, is based on what are known as the O antiphons, or the Great Advent antiphons. These are the lines of canticles, and each one is a name for Christ, one of his attributes as mentioned in Scripture. We sing Emmanuel, meaning with us is God, and Lord, Rod of Jesse, Key of David, and Dayspring. Advent, of course, means coming, arrival, and for many this is the coming of the infant Jesus at Christmas. In many traditions, however, the season of Advent is a time of fasting and preparation for the second coming of Christ, not the birth of a baby. The readings in the lectionary for each Sunday reflect this anticipation of the coming of Jesus, both as infant and as the Son of Man, coming in a cloud with power and great glory. For the last year, the gospel readings the church has been engaging with have, by and large, been taken from Mark. Mark's is widely held to be the first gospel written around 70 AD, and the authors of both Matthew and Luke draw heavily upon these writings to furnish their accounts of Jesus' life. The author of Mark's gospel has quite a dark perspective. The author was writing with the destruction of Jerusalem in very recent human history, and its influence on the author's writing is clear. Luke, however, writing at least 15 years after the Gospel of Mark, has a different perspective. The intention, the telling of stories, the fleshing out of the accounts in Mark are brighter. The world is not quite so scary. Luke has more optimism than Mark. This gospel author tells the story of the Jesus movement from Jesus' birth and life, and then in Acts recounts the birth of the church. By the end of Acts, Paul is in Rome. From small beginnings, the Jesus movement advances, eventually reaching the heart of the empire. With this knowledge of Luke, it is almost a surprise to encounter the readings for this first Sunday in Advent. In the midst of the Advent period of waiting, watching, anticipating the coming of Jesus again, the Church Fathers chose for us a reading from Luke's Gospel, which is apocalyptic in language. Portents will appear in sun and moon and stars. On earth, nations will stand helpless, not knowing which way to turn from the roar and surge of the sea. People will faint with terror at the thought of all that is coming upon the world, for the celestial powers will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When all this begins to happen, stand upright and hold your heads high, because your liberation is near. This apocalyptic piece of writing has been taken from Mark's Gospel and given what can be described as a looking slant, where the author takes the bleak words from Mark and adds a slight postscript of optimism. Apocalyptic is a style of literature which flourishes during particularly difficult times. In the ancient Near East, the heyday of apocalyptic was during particular times of trouble or turbulence in Israel, in the years from 300 BC to around 100 AD. During this time, the people of Israel were dealing with the spread of Greek culture in the wake of conquest by Alexander the Great. and by the end of the 1st century AD, the Roman occupying army had destroyed Jerusalem. And in the intervening years, there had been many rebellions, uprisings quashed, and wars, which furnished the apocalyptic style with material. In apocalyptic, the authors typically use the cosmos to reflect the difficulties of the world. Sun, moon, and stars are all in flux as signs of turmoil. From the difficulties of the cosmos, Luke moves onto the earth where the powers that be, the rulers and politicians, are standing helpless and people are fainting with terror. Then Luke comments on the personal apocalypse, on how that is experienced by individuals, using the analogy of hearing as a way of showing interior turmoil. The people will hear the roar and surge of the sea. And of course, wherever a storm on the sea is mentioned in this Gospels, this signified the tension between good and evil forces in the world, particularly when a person was caught in a storm, as it meant that this person was righteous and would overcome their trials. For the first century individual, apocalyptic language was familiar, and they would hear the coming of the Son of Man as quotes from the book of Daniel, which was relatively recent to them. We modern hearers of this passage today could easily read our current status of world war and environmental disaster into the ancient predictions of Daniel. But perhaps there is a layer beneath this. Advent is a time of waiting, introspection, of watching and being alert to the coming of the Son of Humanity, of Jesus, of taking stock in the storms of life and working out in ourselves what apocalypses affect our own personal world, our inner selves, as individuals with many trials and temptations and responsibilities pulling us in different directions. A way of understanding that our personal struggles take us away from the peace that is found in good relationship with God in us, a spiritual wholeness. And the pattern of Advent becomes more about encountering the kingdom of heaven on earth than the anticipation of a baby. A pattern of watching and waiting and knowing that just as the gift of Jesus is celebrated each year, whatever the external issues around us may be, that the Christ is present in our lives, we just have to make our relationship with the divine good. Not just once, but constantly. Because our spiritual lives are bombarded with storm and tribulation. We may find that apocalyptic language rises and falls with the pattern of our years. There is always something to worry about, something to draw our spiritual selves away from God. But if we take the time of Advent as a time of coming, the trust and the hope that we will meet Christ in our innermost being and find that, even for just fleeting moments now and again, we can glimpse the divine. We feed our inner selves and soothe the pains of life which affect us all. On this first Sunday in Advent, Luke says that the liberation is near. He may have meant the liberation of the people of Israel from the oppressive forces, but he could be speaking about the liberation of the people from themselves, from self-inflicted trauma by neglecting the divine which is present in each and every one of them. As the hymns we sing in Advent say, "Look forward, keep watch, for Christ comes every day, making safe the way that leads on high, closing the path to misery." Amen.